How to figure out what you want. You can learn a lot from an architect. Creating massive momentum to achieve what you want requires a solid plan. Having a plan in place can help keep you on track and focused. It can also increase your chances of actually seeing whatever it is that you want in your life come to fruition. So, as the title of this book suggests, you need a blueprint. In this section, you're going to learn some easy ways to create your own personal blueprint, similar to the way an actual architect plans and builds a home or commercial building. What do you really want? Decide what you want to create or change in your life. For example, do you want to lose weight? Do you want to get a promotion or start your own business? Do you want to have better relationships, make more money, travel, stop smoking, get married? An architect, for example, can't start building or creating a blueprint of a structure until he or she knows what the client wants. The architect needs a lot of input before the design process and construction can begin. Could you imagine going to an architect and saying, "I need a house built for me and my family," without giving him or her any additional details, leaving it all up to the architect to decide everything? I can guarantee that scenario would not end well. I want you to look at yourself as the architect of you, and take time to decide specifically what you want. The more detailed, the better. If you find it difficult to figure out details about what you want, here's a quick exercise to help you out a bit. Think about something you've purchased, either recently or in the past. A major purchase works best. The reason I suggest using a major purchase is because the more money we spend on something, the more thought we tend to put into it. Let's go with a brand new home. Before you contact a real estate agent, you already know how many bedrooms and bathrooms you want. You've decided if having a big backyard is necessary. If you have children, you know the kind of school district you're looking for. Location is important to you. The size of the kitchen, garage space, square footage, etc. Other details like hardwood flooring, central air conditioning, and a finished basement may also be details that you have already decided are must-haves for your new home. Here's another example. When you decided to buy a new car, chances are you did your research and already had a make and model in mind before you arrived at the dealership. You knew the gas mileage and looked for information about maintenance and performance. You knew the features you wanted, things like leather seats, GPS, satellite radio, two-door, six cylinders, and automatic transmission. You most likely narrowed the color down as well. You probably decided how much of a down payment you would offer, and maybe even decided how much you would be prepared to pay monthly for your car note and insurance. That's a lot of details before you even get to the dealership. See how important details are? So what about you and the changes you want to make and what you want to achieve in your life? The point is, you have to give the changes you want in your life the same amount of importance and detail that you would when you buy a new home or a new car. Your life and the changes you want to make need to be just as important, if not more, in order to enjoy the results that consistent, focused momentum can bring. After all, isn't your life way more important than something you buy? Can you imagine how much more you could accomplish in your life if you took the time to really get detailed about what you want for yourself? How to figure out what you want if you're just not sure. If you were to ask someone right now what they truly want in their life, you're going to get a lot of generic answers. Things like love, happiness, more money, etc. Now, that's not to say that those things aren't important. It's just that they've become the quick answer.